Virginia made a decision this week. The data center boom continues, but on new terms. The SEC ordered data centers to cover transmission costs built exclusively for them, a ruling Governor Spamberger called a ratepayer win, and one that gives every future merger filing at PUR 2026-00112 a new baseline. Loudoun County is moving toward a formal application pause with a September 15th board vote that could strip grandfathering protection from more than 20 pending projects at once. Amazon, reading the calendar, filed an 800,000-square-foot site plan in Ashburn before the door closes. Separate from that fight entirely, Attorney General Jay Jones launched a worker protection unit with a live public portal, putting wage theft and worker misclassification inside prosecutorial reach for the first time under HB 238. Construction subcontractors, home health agencies, and delivery platforms are the immediate exposure. On education, SCHEV posted a 3.2% tuition increase for 2026 to 2027, modest by historical standards but politically loaded, arriving the same week U.S. Education Secretary McMahon publicly urged Virginia universities to reassess affordability and governance. In Norfolk, Virginia International Terminals landed a $19.8 million port stevedoring contract. Up in Tysons, the Supreme Court of Virginia upheld a 3-year attorney suspension for improper statements about judges, a hard line in an era when attacks on courts are routine. And the Court of Appeals upheld an Arlington conviction obtained via a reverse keyword Google search warrant, flagging the constitutional questions while applying the good faith exception. On the ground this weekend, Crabs, Beer, and Spirits by the James is Friday evening at Canoha Plaza in Richmond, and the Virginia Black Expo runs the same day at Main Street Station downtown. Chesterfield County Fair opens August 28th. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.